Lesson 15. Reading. Your life is filled with routine. You set your alarm clock at night, take a shower in the morning, brush your teeth after breakfast, and fasten your seatbelt. By doing each of these actions and many others every day, you acknowledge the power of predictability, the power to predict what is going to happen. If you don't set the alarm, you will probably be late for work or school. If you don't take a shower, you will probably smell bad. If you don't brush your teeth, you might end up with bad teeth. If you don't wear your seatbelt and then get into a freeway accident, you may get hurt or die. We all seek order to deal with uncertain things or situations in life. We look for patterns to help us cope. Scientists do the same thing. They constantly examine nature, guided by one big principle: the universe is regular and predictable. The universe is not random. The sun comes up every morning, and the stars move across the sky at night. The universe moves in regular, predictable ways. Human beings can understand the regularities of the universe and can even discover the basic, simple laws that produce them. We call this activity science. Science is one way of knowing about the world. The unspoken assumption behind the scientific endeavor is that general laws, which can be discovered by the human mind, exist and govern everything in the physical world. In its most advanced form, science is written in the language of mathematics and therefore is not always easily understood by the general public. But, like any other language, the language of science can be translated into simple English. When this is done, the beauty and simplicity of the great scientific laws can be shared by everyone. Science is not the only way, nor always the best way, to gain an understanding of the world in which we live. Religion and philosophy help us understand the meaning of life without the need for experiments or mathematics, while art, music, and literature provide us with a kind of aesthetic knowledge that cannot be measured by quantity. You don't need mathematics to tell you whether a symphony or poem has meaning for you. Science is the perfect addition to these other ways of knowing, providing us with insights about a different aspect of the universe.